Welcome to the MLMSuccess.com podcast, the show designed to return the network marketing industry to its roots of personal growth, leadership development, and wisdom of the ages success principles. We share with you real success stories from real people that we hope will inspire and encourage you personally and help you progress forward in your business and your life. We believe if you build people, people will build the business. Now here is your host, who has been called the number one mind in network marketing, the MLM prophet, network marketing virtual mentor, and a host of other names that we will not mention because this is a family show. Frankly, he's just a small town guy that figured out that the real product in network marketing is people. Dale Calvert.
Hello, hello. This is Dale Calvert. I'd like to welcome you to the MLM Success Podcast, MLMSuccess.com. You guys are going to love Mr. David Cook. He's originally from DeRidder, Louisiana. Unbelievable story. I love David's story, and I love watching him grow and progress when he got started in the industry, because he totally 100% plugged in. He learned. He internalized. He got it. And, you know, honestly, that's who this podcast is for, is people like that. A couple of things I wanted to point out. Number one is, you know, he talked about he handed out 109 videotapes in 90 days when he first started, and to nobody that he knew. And because he had just filed bankruptcy. Okay, so he didn't go to his warm market. He just filed bankruptcy, and he followed our co-market script that we even teach today. We teach the exact same script today, and it's basically, I'll cover that with you. Well, I'll put it in the show notes, so you can go to MLMSuccess.com and look under story number three, David Cook, and I'll put the exact script there for you. A couple of other things I just wanted to mention, and this is so significant. He talks about his upline, Carol Ely, and the tough love she has. And a lot of you have heard me say many, many times, you have to love people enough to tell them the truth. You have to love people enough to tell them what they want to hear or what they need to hear, not necessarily what they want to hear. And today, unfortunately, network marketing has come full of people trying to be politically correct and smart and smooge and burping diaper thumbsuckers, people that are going to do nothing over time except waste your time, which is the most valuable asset that you have. And we try to pacify people that won't take responsibility. And the reason we do that is because we hope they don't drop off autoship next month. Guys, that's not what this industry is about. This industry is about developing leaders, becoming the leader, becoming a leader, developing leaders, period, end of story. That's the deal. That is absolutely what this industry is about. So I appreciated what he said. And he said, you know, she was telling me what to do. And if you'll listen, he said, and I didn't like it. She was telling me what to do, and I didn't like it. Nobody likes it. Nobody likes it. But Carol understood because she experienced it. Okay, she experienced it. She knows the definition of directional leadership, which we've talked about many, many times on many different programs. You know, he said, I can't afford to get to the national conference, and her exact 100% correct response, which was, you can't afford not to be at the national conference. I've told people, have a yard sale. I don't care what you do. Sell something. Sell your TV. But you have to be there because it's a life-altering event. Lives are changed at events. So anyway, guys, I want you to hear David. I want you to hear his story. I think you're going to love it. Please leave us your comments on iTunes, on our website at MLMSuccess.com. And please enjoy Mr. David Cook.
What a feeling, what a feeling. What I'm going to do today is hopefully change and touch a lot of people so they can understand you don't have to be wealthy, You don't have to be rich. The old saying, the rich get poor and the poor get poor, is going to be out of your mind after today. I believe that with all my heart. This system has been laid out, and we can all do it. From wherever you are today, in the next 24, 12 months, you can make a difference in thousands of people's lives, not only your own, but all kinds of others. But I need you to help me here. Today, I'm a national director. We have a household income of over $100,000 a year now, but that's not where I started. You have to help me go back to where it all started. You see, the one thing that I've bought is we can't never forget where we come from. Yes. When I started in New Image International, my life was pretty much what I call a disaster. It was at a point where there was nowhere to go but up. There was no more down. New Image came into my life, and I believe it came into my life through the eyes of the Lord. I really believe that, because my life was not where it should have been at all. We got involved in New Image International, started working this business actually around the 1st of August of 1995. At that time, we were about to lose everything that we had, including my family. I had the worst attitude about life that you could ever have. They were already repossessing everything, bankruptcy. The IRS in excess of $18,000. You say, how did you do that? Well, I'm 36 years old today, and when they finally catch up with you, there's a lot of interest there. It was piling up every day. No way to be able to afford to pay it off. Matter of fact, I could never even see that until I got involved with New Image International. And that's where we're going to start. Can you back up one, or is that? Okay, that's it. This is how I was introduced. People ask me all the time, David, how in the world did you find out about it down in DeRidder, Louisiana, of a town of 7,000 people? Actually, we were in Rose Pine. There's one red light there, but we figured DeRidder people would recognize. But this young man right here, Ronnie Corder, we were friends for 18 years. He came to me and he says, David, we're going to get rich. And I said, how in the world are we going to do that? And he showed me a box of New Image Plus. And I stole his dream immediately. I said, Ronnie, I said, you got to be kidding me. You got into something else. Because I, you know, anything he got into, it wasn't going to be good to me. He says, well, David, he said, you know, I just really see this. I said, how in the world did you get involved? Can you get your money back? He says, well, Elaine. I said, oh, that tells me the story. That's his ex-wife. They divorced. She married a soldier at Fort Polk, moved to Kentucky, divorced her husband in Kentucky. She just didn't really have that much luck there. But she stopped by Lexington, Kentucky at a New Image briefing. She sponsored into the business and moved back home, and she brought it to Ronnie because she knew she could. Ronnie got involved, and that's how it got to Louisiana. She has since quit the business. That's pretty sad, isn't it? What's real sad is we seen her a year later at the zoo trying to help her parents because her parents were totally sick, and it was sad because she was on welfare now, and today she would not have to be. I promise you that. I promise you that. So, Ronnie gave me the first bottle. I took the first bottle. I took the second bottle. He never looked at the manual or anything like that. He just thought we was going to get rich. But I never would sponsor into the business. He said, David, would you at least buy a bottle? I says, heck no, I ain't buying none of that stuff. He said, well, I got 12 bottles. Why don't you take one? So he gave me my first bottle. He came back the second month and said, David, you're looking pretty good. He said, Shirlene, my wife, she said that you're looking better. I'd lost a couple pounds, maybe an inch or so, but it wasn't because of the pills. He said, well, he said, don't you want to buy a bottle? I said, no, I'm not buying none of that stuff. And he said, well, I've got 11 left here. Take another. And then he came to me and said what he was supposed to say. He said, David, would you do me a favor? Would you check this thing out? At that time in my life, that was a great pat on the back for me. I said, yeah, I can do that. So I started calling around and started trying to find out things, and a person told me I'd never been in network marketing and I didn't believe in it. I thought it was all a scam. Said, read the book Wave 3. I read that book. I saw something here. I saw something here. Today, Ronnie is one of the greatest uplines you could ever have. He helps us with our organization more than you'll ever know. He really is. Can you back up one? That was me when I got started here. My hair was about halfway down my back. Like I said earlier, bad attitude, broke, as broke can be, and that's the attitude I had. But I realized after I got a new image, broke is a temporary state of mind. Poor is an attitude, and I wasn't poor. All I had to do was get my stinking thinking right. I got into new image and I started listening to the tapes, and I heard Dale say on the tapes, listen to Zig Ziglar. And then I heard Dale quote Zig Ziglar, and he said, you're where you are in life because of what's went into your mind. The only way to change where you are is to change what goes into your mind. If you keep putting the stinking thinking in, you'll stay stinking broke the rest of your life. If you put the good, the clean, the pure, the positive in, that's what'll come out. And that's what happened. That's what happened. When I started here, and we went through the bankruptcy, they took everything from us. My family was separated, which was very hard. This is where we lived. This is the clothes that I had left, because they didn't just repossess all the vehicles. They came in the house and repossessed everything they could sell. Down here on the bottom, my bed had a one-bedroom apartment. The mattress was on the floor, but there was one valuable thing in there, and you probably can't see that from there, was a little auto reverse tape player. Because I had to start putting the good, the clean, the pure, the positive in. I knew that. And I started listening to tapes, and then I started knowing I've got to get in touch with someone. But the book was giving me everything that I need. And you know what book I'm talking about? Your manual. It was giving me everything I needed. And I heard Zig Ziglar say, don't get cooked in the squat. And I'd been squatting most of my life, and I wasn't going to get cooked this time. There was something real here. There really was. There really was. Does anybody know about a 90-day run? I highly suggest you start one today. That's what changed my life right there. I heard a videotape. Dale said, if you'll hand out 40 videos a month for 90 days, you'll be in the top 50 money earners. I really didn't believe that, but I didn't have anything to lose. So I was going to give it a shot. I took off on a 90-day run from August 1st is when I started. The first 90 days, I sold 155 bottles of product, which gave me a gross of $4,642, but who cares about gross? I had handed out 107 videos. My first commission check was $310. If you could only know what that $310 did for us, it was unbelievable. My second check was $830. My third check was $1,487 with a total of $2,629 with retail profit of $1,937.50. The first 90 days, I made $4,566.75. I couldn't have done that without following the system. I can actually remember selling two bottles of product and going to buy food for that night for a wife and two kids that wasn't with me. If you could understand that the retail is the lifeblood of this system, it really is. I bought this and I buy it today. If you have nothing to lose by trying and a great deal to gain and successful, by all means, try. Do it now. Advice from W. Clement Stone, a self-made billionaire. I buy that concept. Was it easy? No, it wasn't easy. Matter of fact, I faced so much adversity in the beginning, it was unbelievable. This lady here, Miss Laura McDade, one of the first people I sold a bottle of product to, one of my wife's good friends. 3 days later, she walks in. She said, she's all blown up. I mean, her hands are blown up. Her face is blown up. She's all blown up. She's walking like this. And she said, I'm going to the hospital. I had an allergic reaction to this stuff. Man, my heart's thumping. Yeah, I just got into business. She said, I want my money back. I'm sitting there saying, oh, God, I don't have $30 in my pocket for nothing in the world. What am I going to do? I was scared to death, but I heard a tape that said if 10 people get results and 2 don't, worry about the 10 that do. And that's what happened. 2 months later, she came back. And she said it was an allergic reaction I had to something in my house. Today she's an active senior area director who's lost over 75 pounds and 60 inches on this product. She was in a depression that she tells me all the time. She says, David, when you ask about where you be in 5 years, she tells me, she says, David, I'd have been dead. The feeling that you get from helping someone else is incredible. It really is. This was our first meeting. You got to understand, we couldn't afford slides. I didn't even know how an overhead projector worked. So I took a little chalkboard, and there was a tape that came in. It was Secret to Success of Network Marketing, 93 version. So I took that tape, and I listened to it over and over and over and over and over and over again, and I called a meeting. And there was 8 people came to this meeting. I was excited. I used a chalkboard and wrote down the 8 different companies. I said, we're product-driven. I acted like I knew what I was doing. All I was doing was copycatting. That's all I was doing. But I remember this like it was yesterday. Them 8 people sitting in that room, I said, as long as we always tell the truth, we don't exaggerate to anyone, and we use integrity and love with everyone, we'll make it. And today we have. Today we have. One of our people, Karen Kinsey, went and got us an overhead projector at a yard sale, $5 projector, I'll never forget it. We didn't have a screen. Them things costed a lot of money, so we took a sheet off the mattress and we hung it, and that's how we did our meetings. But the second meeting that we had, the funny thing was, I thought everybody liked what I had to say. But there were only 3 people showed up the second week. And my wife was one of them, and Ronnie was the other. But we kept at it. We knew it had to get better. We knew it had to get better. The first 33 people that came in off of them 107 videos, 30 quit. 30 quit. They just quit. They were gone. Today I know why. I wasn't value focused. I was out for me. You see, I was hungry and I wanted to be out for me. But I understand today, if I'm broke today, if you're broke today, 6 months from now, it's the same thing unless you do something about it. I believe that. But 33 people, three of them out of them 33 are left, and one is my wife. I went home that day and I told her, I said, Shirlene, this won't work. I quit. I can't do this. I don't understand enough. I quit. And she looked at me and she said, David, if anybody can do it, you can. And that was all I needed. That was all I needed. By this time, everybody was telling me how it wouldn't work. My dad went as far as telling me he was worried about me. Because I was listening to tapes and reading books and doing everything I was supposed to do. My dad's a 30-year retired Army. I respect him very, very highly. I really do. He's a very bright man. But he told me, he said, David, all you're doing is stuffing all this stuff in your mind. I seen something on TV the other day, and they said you only use 10% of your mind. If you try to put too much in, it'll cause it to blow up. These were the kind of things I was hearing. I was hearing from people telling me, David, you're crazy. You talk about high credibility. Well, all the high credibility, my name was spread out all over the paper because of the bankruptcy and everything else. The bank would not even open me a checking account. I did not even have a checking account. I had to overnight every order, every application. So if I made $21 or $10.50, $13.92 went to the UPS to get it to Georgetown so people wouldn't have to wait. At that time, I figured people were destroying my mind. And Dale said, you want to be a winner, you got to hang around winners. And I read a book and it said, if you want to be winners, you have to hang around winners. If you want to be average, hang around average. The third's not a choice. It's not a choice. I got this little Popeye doll from the fair. That's who I talked to because we couldn't talk back. That's really actually the truth. It really is. It really is. Understand, if 1,000 people say a stupid thing, it's still a stupid thing. And the people at the bank today, no, they said a stupid thing. Me and my wife went to the bank last month on payday. She goes with me and takes her check there. They did not have enough money in that little bank. They said, will you take fives and tens? We were so happy. We signed up the lady that ran the bank the next day. People ask me all the time, David, how did you get out so many videos? People's heard my story. They know that I didn't have a vehicle, but Walmart stayed open 24 hours a day. And they said, you know, well, how did you do it? It was real simple. It really was. I would take my videos and stack 10 of them outside Walmart behind the garbage cans, put two in my pocket, go inside, and ask every manager of each department, do you like your job? Do you make enough money? If I could show you a way to make an extra $500 to $1,000 a month from your home, would you be interested? And that's where it started. When I was doing that, I actually handed out a video to one of, I feel, is the greatest regionals that walked across the stage today. Gerald and Sandra Cooley came off a video at Walmart. People also ask me, David, well, how many did you lose? Gerald and Sandra will pay for every one I ever do for the rest of my life and then on. I promise you that. It don't matter. Don't ask how much it costs, ask how much it's worth. See, all these concepts are starting to come in now. Everything's coming there now. But Walmart's where I started. Then, approximately 2.5 months after I started the business, I meet this lady. Yes. She called me on the phone. She started working with a total stranger. I love her so much for what she's done. But you got to understand, when we first started here, she called me on the phone. She was telling me what to do, and I didn't like it. But the book Wave 3 said, follow your upline leadership till you're making $50,000 a year. And I will tell you all something today. When that day came, first thing I did was call her and tell her, I don't want to let go. You see, because as long as she's growing, and she is, I'm staying with her. I will not break off. David Cook's group is Carol Ely's group. Carol Ely's group is Steve and Kim Hicks' group. Steve and Kim Hicks' group is Dale and Stephanie Calvert's group. Dale and Stephanie Calvert's group is Ron Frederick's group. But you know what? This is the group, New Image Group. Period. You don't know how many nights I can remember at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning we're talking. There's actually been a time I remember so closely. Roy was getting up and going to work when we were talking. She told me, she said, David, you got to go to this national conference in January. I said, Carol, I can't afford to go to this national conference. She said, David, you can't afford not to. I said, look, this is a group of broke people doing a great job. She said, don't you ever say that again. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, how does she know? She had to get me right. You see, my self-talk had to get right. I never said that word broke to her ever again. I was scared to death. I used to tell her she just had tough love until I realized it was just love. You see, it was. We were on the phone that morning. Ronnie was sitting there. And I said, well, okay, we'll do the best we can. We'll get to the national conference. Somehow we'll get there. We'll borrow from somebody. I said, but do I have to cut my hair? And she said, well, how long is it? And I said, well, it's a little bit past my collar. And Ronnie's going, huh? And she told me a story about Dale. Then I said, well, okay, I don't have to cut my hair. Do I have to wear one of them suits like they all wear? And she says, well, no. And she told me a story about Dale. So I managed to get a suit and get to the conference. There we were, our first national conference, January of 1996. There were 7 of us that had borrowed from everybody. You want to talk about high credibility? We probably had a net worth of $10,000 minus. All of us, together. I never forget people talking and says, boy, Carol, you got a group there. But when we came to that conference, we seen something. We seen the people were real. We had already made up our mind we were going to stick together. I never forget telling Ronnie, whatever you do, we got to keep this group together. because unity was the key. I knew it then, and I knew it, and I could see it. There would be a day that the unity would totally pay off, and I visioned it in my mind, like Dale was talking about pictures. I seen a picture of one day that this group could be large enough to help an entire conference get motivated and excited, and it's been done. I believe that with all my heart. I believe it with all my heart. Out of these seven people, six are still left. One area director, one senior area director, three regional directors, and a national. Does national conferences work? Without a doubt. There's no doubt about it. Understand, today, there's the three regionals and the national. I showed this picture in Beaumont, Texas a little while back. Lady on the front row, very high credibility. She said, that looked like some kind of Motley Crue bunch. If they can do it, I know I can. But it was love for one another. We got back. We bought our first new car. In January of 1996, we were sitting here. Dale said they bought a Mercury Cougar. We went home, and we financed through Ford Motor Credit. Our bankruptcy was final on May. In May of 1996, we bought that Cougar in September of 1996, totally because of New Image. There's no doubt about it. You know what my wife says? That's the cheapest car she'll ever own the rest of her life. There we are. Married 17 years. We never had a life. We go on the exotic vacation to Cancun. We never had a honeymoon. 15 years later, New Image gives us a honeymoon. Today, we're stronger than we've ever been. Had the best wedding anniversary we've ever had. Have a family that's tighter than anything and a relationship with God that I never had. You see, we're all blessed. We really are. She is totally the wind beneath my wings. There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about it. She has stood in the back in the shadows, and she has done what she had to do to get me there. You see, like Carol, she believed in me long enough for me to believe in myself. And that's all it took. Over here, we're picking a cantaloupe or whatever that thing is that grows on trees in Cancun. We still ain't figured that out yet. Dale and Stephanie and several others were going to go scuba diving. And we never admitted this to anybody because we never would have. But at the time, we just didn't have the money to really do anything. Nationals tease me about my favorite places. McDonald's, the only person that loves McDonald's, the national director is David. But they had cheap food. We don't eat at McDonald's very much no more. But they invited us to go scuba diving. I really wanted to do that, but I was scared to death. So I seen Stephanie scuba diving in the swimming pool. So I said, I'm going to scuba dive. It was safe in the swimming pool. We had a blast. This is my daughter. She's 16 years old. Gotta have reasons, folks. Gotta have reasons. She was my reason. See, all of her life I'd lied to her. told her we was going to take her to Astroworld. We was going to take her here. Next summer we'll do it. I promise you, baby. Next summer we'll do it. And every year, our relationship got further and further apart because every year I was lying to her. When I got into New Image, I still have a copy of my 20 reasons filled out August 1st, 1995. The number one reason on my list was to buy my daughter a car when she turned 16 years old because I'd promised her that all my life too. She didn't believe it. She didn't believe it at all. 2 months prior to her 16th month birthday, I bought her a car. New Image. And that's the cheapest car she'll ever own, too. But this is really what it all boils down to. It's not buying her the car. It's not having all the money. The money's important, don't get me wrong. But your family is so important. She came home from school about 6 months ago with this letter she had wrote me at school. It says, "Dear Dad, there are many things I would like to thank you for. You have taught me many things that I really value. You have taught me to follow my dreams and my goals. I know anything I do with my future, you would encourage me to do, if that is what I really want. I also want to thank you for everything you have given me. I know you do a lot to try to make me happy. Many of them things you do not have to do. But I appreciate all that you do for me. Thank you. Love always, your daughter, Brenna Cook." I would like to leave you with this because this is what I live by every day. It's Jim Rome's challenge. I'll never forget the first time I heard him in January. He said, "You shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but people do." I cut my hair, dressed for success. And I bought this right here. Let others lead small lives, but not you. Let others argue over small things, but not you. Let others cry over small hurts, but not you. And the most important thing in everybody's life sitting in here today, let others leave their future in someone else's hands, but not you. Thank you.
Wow, what an inspiring story from David Cook. We can't wait to hear your comments on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to this episode. We need you to rate this podcast because it helps us find people like you that need real inspiration from real people. If you'd like to get a copy of the cold market script David used in Walmart, you'll find a copy of the script in the show notes at www.mlmsuccess.com. It took Dale many years to refine this word-for-word script that is designed to get your DVD, drop card, or other promotional material into the hands of anyone working in a retail environment. Again, you'll find a copy of the script at www.mlmsuccess.com. Before we let you go, we would just like to remind you that this podcast is sponsored by the MLMTrainingClub.com, and we hope you'll take a look at the free webinar presentation there sometime this week. If you find this podcast valuable, we believe the free webinar over at MLMTrainingClub.com will be a great benefit for you. Remember, work harder on yourself than you do on your business, and we'll be back next week with another inspiring success story from real people who've made a difference in their life and the lives of others.